T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
My name is Wayne Ayer Jr. I'm a senior kinesiology major attending Morehouse College.
Wayne, tell me about you. You seem sound like you're a young Morehouse man, so you have a family. Tell me about that.
My wife and I have been married for about a little over a year. Asada is 5 months old. I'm a full-time student at Morehouse. I also work 2 jobs as well, and on top of being vice president of the history club there. It's pretty much work, study, school, repeat, since having Asada, I don't really have like much leisure time, but at the same time, I am honored and I think it's been one hell of a ride, being a father to her, and being a husband to my wife, and just overall being a family man.
So tell me what happened that day in class.
Sure. Okay, so it's been about 2 weeks back. Dr. Alexander confronted me at the end of class for texting on my phone. And I was like, hey, look, man, I got a little girl at home, who I have to check up on. And he was like, oh, well, if you ever feel, that you need to bring her, feel more than free to do that. So he said that about 2 weeks ago. Fast forward to now, my wife and I, we were scrambling for a birth certificate for Asada. We had procrastinated on getting it for a while, but we really needed it because we were there was something else that we were working on that required our baby's birth certificate. So she was like, so we don't drive. We take public transportation or walk to where we need to go, or Uber or whatever. So she was like, I really don't want to take MARTA or take public transit with the baby. She's going to be crying, knocking stuff over. It's just going to be, like, really stressed out for me. But also, we were preparing for a midterm in Dr. Alexander's class, and I really had to make that review session. And I was like, man, you know what? Just give me the baby. I'll take her to class with me. You go handle the birth certificate situation. You get the rest you need because she's with the baby most of the time because I'm always away from home. So put my backpack on. I strapped the Asada to my chest, and we went to school.
Wow. So you go to school, you walk into class, and, I mean, what were you expecting?
Well, so I was kind of bummed a little bit because my first class was at 8 a.m., and that class got canceled. And my wife is all the way grabbing the baby's birth certificate. And so I can't go back home, like where am I going to put the baby and stuff. So now I got this whole 3-hour window from 8 to 11, which is Dr. Alexander's class at 11, So I'm okay trying to study and write and stuff. And Sada's raising the hell, knocking stuff over, being the adorable baby that she is. And 11 o'clock finally comes, so I walk up to the classroom, and seeing all my brothers, going into class automatically, like, made me timid, because I'm like, man, this is a review session, this baby, might get in the way, she might be yelling, screaming, they're going to be pissed, and so I was like, you know what, I'm going to turn around, and I felt like I had every right to, because it was a huge inconvenience, but then Dr. Alexander saw me at the door. He's like, no, please, 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 come in. So he invites me with open arms, and he's seeing me walk to my desk with my backpack and my baby carrier. And he was like, you know what? Here, you sit down, get settled in, let me take the baby so you can take good notes. Don't worry, I'll teach.
What did you think? How'd that make you feel?
It was like, you're messing with me, right? Or you're joking. And the look on his face, it was kind of like the child in him came out. He was like, no, I love babies. And he was like, I can't wait to tell my mom about this. And so, like, And he was like, I'm excited to do it. And I was like, okay. So made her bottle, put it on the desk. I'm like, in case she starts crying, giving a fuss, this bottle will be on standby. Yeah, man, I was shocked, but it was also a relief, you know, because I was like, man, now I can sit down and adequately take notes, you know.
You know, the professor says you have a great baby, so how does it feel to know that she caused no commotion at all?
Man, it felt great because there was a time, you know, where he was holding her, and I'm just looking, I'm just staring at the baby, I'm like, please don't blow up. Please don't blow up. Please be good. You know, or I'm thinking like, please don't pee on yourself. Please don't take a number two. You know what I mean? Like, all this was going on, but no, she was good, man. You know, she played with her pacifier for a little bit. He rocked her about 15, 20 minutes in. She fell asleep.
So what do you hope that your story does? What impact do you hope it has?
I think to change the narrative, you know, like, so oftentimes, you know, when we hear about, you know, young students bringing their children to class, it's normally, we normally hear about young women doing it. And oftentimes, you know, we don't consider student parents who are actually fathers, you know, who actually carry their kids to school at times when they need it to. I think the importance of childcare in schools, because students have lives outside of school. And things happen and they need assistance because, you know, what goes on into your personal life will affect your academic life to a certain degree. And lastly, I think what resonates with a lot of people is that, you know, there's this negative stereotype out there that black men aren't fathers to their children. And I think, which is catching many people off guard, I think is the fact, you know, that you see, you know, a young black man, you know, at an all-male historically black college, and a young black male teacher, you know, lifting each other up, you know. I think that was a beauty to see for our community.
So babysitting issues, how are y'all going to tackle it if it happens again?
Well, Ben, we've been getting an outpour of love and support from people from the school. There was a young lady at Spelman who called us, and she was like, hey, you know, if you ever feel like you need to drop her off when you're at class, you know, my office is at so-and-so and so-and-so. I've been having people email me and inboxing me about childcare resources. So I think we might have some solutions next time we come across this problem.
Nathan Alexander, I'm the James King Jr. Visiting Professor at Morehouse College in the Department of Mathematics at Morehouse College. Wayne is one of many students that I just work out to support. And during that day, he popped up with a FATA. And I think 2 weeks before, he was texting on the phone in the class. And I said, I asked him, hey, man, let's focus. I'm really tough on my students on their phones in class. And he was like, I'm texting my wife to make sure everything's okay with my daughter. And he'd been leaving my office hours early. And so I just told him, I was like, if you need some support, if you ever need to bring her, because I need you here to get ready for classes and your exams. And so last Friday, he popped up with her and he said, if I ever need anything, well, here she is. And we got the class started and I saw him sitting down, sort of struggling a little bit with, you know, to get her settled. And I said, let me take her so you can get some good notes. We have an exam next week. So we strapped her onto my chest and I started teaching.
So you started teaching. So tell me how it felt, you standing in front of the class teaching. We saw that iconic photo, and you had a baby strapped to your chest. So how were you able to function?
Well, I love children, so I have two nephews. I'm not a father myself, so it's my first time having a baby there. But she was really, really quiet and calm and collected. I was sort of rocking a little bit during the class. And we have sort of a workshop model, so students are used to coming to the board to see solutions, and I'm usually walking around the classroom. So it worked out pretty well. We, like, you know, a lot of things that we do at Morehouse College is really, you know, we want to build leadership and service in young men. So I try to use that in my classroom by having them come up to the class and the board and show their solutions. And so it sort of worked really, really well.
We're talking about a five-month-old baby. How was it? Was she calm or what?
Yes, she was really calm. You know, she had her pacifier. You know, babies like to hold on to something, so she had one of my fingers. sort of I was rocking, and we were putting a pacifier in. When it got close enough to her mouth, she knows how to grab it and put it, you know, take it. And so, we were just rocking and walking around the classroom. I was staying active so that she wouldn't get restless. It kept me active as well. She was really, really well behaved.
So now your other students with babies, what if they all come, what you going to do with their kids? What are you going to do?
Well, this is what I've been trying to, you know, I think this is an experience that, you know, we're all loving and feeling good for. But I think what it really says, the underlying message is we need to think about the intersection of parents and schooling as a society. You know, childcare is really expensive, and we need affordable childcare. I think community is great. We're going to always build community. This is something that we do. And I know that you advocate for HBCUs and financial assistance in your own career. And I think this is a message for all of us to really rethink as a society, you know, how can we support parents who are in school and make childcare affordable for everyone?
Congratulations to you, and thanks for having such a wonderful heart.
Thank you, Ms. Boyce, and I really appreciate it. I hope you have a beautiful day.
Nicholas Vaughn.
So tell me about that moment and why you decided to all of a sudden capture the moment. What happened?
It was something that was just really, it was just a powerful moment. And I personally never been in that environment to see, for example, a teacher take a student's child and teach the class. And so with me not ever being in an environment of that magnitude, my first instinct was to take the picture, like, for memories, you know, show my mom, you know, show my friends what happened in my class today. So it's taking on its own life.
What are your memories of that moment?
Memories that stick out to me were as soon as Wayne came in the room and was sitting down, Dr. Alexander said, I'll hold it so you can take better notes.
And now what about all of the excitement over this picture, all of the attention that you've gotten? Tell me about that.
My phone has been ringing off the hook since Friday.
From what kind of people? From where?
From everybody. From, like, there have been NFL players who've been retweeting it, and authors and actresses. Oprah Winfrey's magazine reposted it on Instagram.
What are you going to do with it?
I just hope that it helped change some stereotypes about not only black men, but hopefully about educators, that educators don't care about their students, and about black men that, you know, we're not just gangbangers or drug users, that we can actually empower each other to uplift our community.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.